the Cool Jazz Countdown. I'm Marcellus Shepard, the bass man.
And this is Kyle LaRue, and we are back again with our survey of the top 10 jazz albums of the week, based on local radio airplay, national jazz chart action, and listener feedback.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of TenShare Media and TVM Productions. Kyle LaRue, what's going on, bruh?
Well, my brother, it's a bittersweet week because we are laying ears on a whole lot of new music this week, and that always makes for an interesting hour. However, we set sail this week with heavy hearts, dealing with the recent passing of Grammy Award-winning vocalist Al Jarreau. And this one was a tough one, bro. Like we talked about a few days ago, some musical heroes, you know, you just expect to be there forever. And I feel like Al Jarreau was one of them.
He truly was, man. A brother that can go from scatting to moaning, from jazz to R&B and soul, all in the same song. Tears were shed on this one, man. Rest in peace, Al Jarreau, gone, but truly not forgotten. Listen, as mentioned, we have lots of new music, 6 new entries on this week's survey. Let's go ahead and get this thing going for the week ending February 17th of 2017.
Alrighty, man, we get it started this week with a guitarist in the number 10 spot that has been one of my personal favorites for well over a decade now. Many people have heard his handiwork, even if his name isn't 100% familiar. Doc Powell has played on over 125 of the most popular songs in R&B, gospel, and jazz. He recorded and toured the world with late vocal legend Luther Vandross for over 13 years. We catch up with Doc this week, making a debut on the countdown with his 11th solo project. Song for song, you get a true sense of who Powell is as an artist as he covers R&B originals and presents original material displaying a wide range of moods from contemporary to swing to blues. It's the latest here from guitarist Doc Powell. You'll find it on DPR Music. The CD's called This Is Soul, making its debut in the number 10 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
There you have it, the latest from guitarist Doc Powell. You'll find it on DPR Music. The CD's called This Is Soul, making its debut in the number 10 spot this week here on our survey. Bass?
So let's all take a ride in the hot tub time machine and slide back to the tender year of 1980. On November 24th of that year, the great trumpeter and director Dizzy Gillespie invited five legendary players to join him on stage in Montreal to pay tribute to the legendary Charlie Parker. Now, they included vibraphonist Milt Jackson, saxophonist and flutist James Moody, pianist Hank Jones, bassist Ray Brown, and the timekeeper drummer Philly Joe Jones. Talk about top shelf. Man, let me tell you, boy, rumor has it that there were a couple of bootleg tapes out there of the recording that circulated, but no real formal recording was ever presented until now. Remastered with precision is the concert of the century. It features some incredible solos from everyone as they push through a few jazz standards amongst other gems. 30 years later, here is the concert of the century, a tribute to Charlie Parker, making its debut in the number 9 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. We'll be right back.
love to have been in that room. Let me tell you, the Concert of the Century, a tribute to Charlie Parker on the Just In Time recording label, Dizzy Gillespie debuting 30 years later in the number 9 spot here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. The Room.
All right. Thanks, Brother Bass. Don't forget you can stay connected with us and share your thoughts on the show. And check out Jazz News You Can Use, as well as links to reviews, commentary, videos, photos, and a whole lot more at facebook.com/CoolJazzCountdown. Check in with us and make sure you let us know where you're listening to the show. Now, for some artists, the simple things are what it's all about. Pianist, keyboardist, producer Brian Simpson will tell you, quoting his words here, "The melody is still king." The Illinois native keeps melody as the centerpiece of his soulful approach to contemporary jazz music. It's this approach that's made him first call for many musical greats over the years, including Janet Jackson, Tina Marie, George Duke, Stanley Clark, and Dave Koz. As you may know, Brian has been the musical director for Koz for close to 20 years, and for close to a decade, Simpson has been the musical director of the highly popular Smooth Jazz Cruise. Well, his latest release is his fourth for the Shaughnessy label, his seventh recording as a leader overall. It's called Persuasion. It's Brian Simpson right here, holding steady in the number 8 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. pianist, keyboardist Brian Simpson with his latest for the Shaughnessy label. It's called Persuasion. Holding steady right there in that number 8 spot here on our survey. Bass?
Hey, thanks, bruh. So, August of Georgia native and trombonist Michael Deese is back with his 8th recording as a leader. Now, this is his 5th for the Positone label. It's titled All These Hands, and it provides a bit of jazz history, tracing the story of the spread of the art form here in the U.S., from New Orleans right through the Midwest and East Coast. Now, the CD features 12 tunes, and each deals with the reflective musical character of a major city and some regional tunes. Lending a hand on the recording date are Renee Rosnes, Gerald Cannon, Lewis Nash, Steve Wilson, Etienne Charles, Rodney Whitaker, and a few other special guests that we don't have enough time to cover today. But I really think this project will be around on the charts for a while, so we'll get to them the next go round. For now, here's the man himself, trombonist Michael Deese, with All These Hands, debuting at number 7 this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
We'll be right back.
Solid recording outing here from Michael Deese on the Positone recording label. It is called All These Hands. It debuts at number 7 here on our survey. LaRue.
All right, thanks, Bass. And another new one. Classically trained, pop-influenced, spiced with Spanish flair. It's guitarist Marc Antoine. He's back. Marc has been a fixture in the mainstream contemporary jazz scene, and has always been willing to explore other territory as well, such as electronic dance music, Celtic and African music, as well as going back to his classical roots. Now, he's traveled the world but maintains affection for Southern California. In fact, his latest musical release pays back the respect, if you will, towards the L.A. regional musicians community and his new home of Laguna Beach, including featured artists Rick Braun, Paul Brown, Greg Vale, and his longtime musical partner, Philippe Saiz. Recorded in both Madrid and Los Angeles, Marc Antoine's trademark acoustic guitar is spiced with pop, funk, and Spanish flavors on his latest for the Woodward Avenue label. The CD's called, go figure, Laguna Beach, and it makes its debut here in the number 6 spot on the Cool Jazz Countdown. It's the latest from guitarist Mark Antoine. You'll find it on the Woodward Avenue recording label. Laguna Beach, the name of the disc, debuting in the number 6 spot here on our survey. That brings us to just about the halfway point. Stick around. We've got more on the way, including a salute to vocal legend Al Jarreau. Coming up for you when the Cool Jazz Countdown continues after this.